Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. And let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Power of radio, Seth. Power of radio. Text message. Hey, Sean, I'm a Z-Trip taxi driver. Call me at, gives me his number. Anytime you and Amy need transportation, I'll make you a good deal. This is the Uber driver that I pulled up next to at the light at Alabama and Kirby like 2 years ago, maybe, or something. On the way in at like 4:30 in the morning. And I look and we're both at the light. And he's driving, and he's got somebody that looked clearly passed out in the back seat, like drunk, passed out.
And I'll tell you what.
Yeah, and the guy yelled at you?
That's the same guy. No. Yeah. I just remember looking over, and I talked about it when I got in that day. I talked with you about it, and he happened to be listening. He's like, oh, no, that was me. I pulled up next to you. I saw you. I thought that was you.
We have a lot of Uber drivers who are listeners, and it's funny. Anytime we talk about Uber, if I tweet about Uber or something, I'll kind of have one of our listeners, because I was complaining about the Uber app, and not because of for my convenience, but it's really, really hard to make a complaint about your experience without it somehow falling on the driver.
Yeah.
Like, they keep giving you all these options to say what went wrong, and like every option is, the driver was late, the driver did that.
Yeah.
So you actually have to chat with a person or a bot to explain that, no, it wasn't the driver's fault. It was that the app was saying that I was in the wrong place or something like that.
Yeah.
But thank you. Thank you, all of our professional drivers who listen to us.
If you are a rideshare professional, we appreciate you listening. 100%. Mm-hmm. And sir, I just took down your number. So
you know what the hardest
count
part
on
of being,
end of the month, we're going to Jamaica. So count on a call from me. Yeah.
You know the scariest part of being an Uber driver for me, a couple guys have told me this while I was riding with them, was that because, you know, a lot of times I'm taking an Uber at 4 a.m.
Yeah.
And those are the guys that they're picking some people up who are going to work, and they're picking other people up who are going home and probably losing their job the next day.
Yeah.
And this scares the crap out of me. You get a woman who's drunk alone, and you're driving her to her house, and she passes out in the back seat.
Yeah.
You get to the house, and you're like, all right, I can't touch her.
Yeah.
I can't. They're like, what do I do here?
What
you
do
can't,
you, do?
You know, I don't know. You got to like yell and yell and
wait
yell and hope
out.
They wake up. Because, yeah, I mean, imagine if you're an Uber driver and a woman wakes up and you're hovering over her, like trying to, like, it's just, I don't know.
It's a slippery slope.
That's
why
I just wouldn't. Yeah, I don't know if I could work the early morning hours.
Man. Well, I'm glad people do.
I would abandon my car and call
get a new car.
Yeah. I would never go back.
I've gone through so many cars since I picked up this Uber thing, man. I'm telling you. All right, so let's get into this here. No CJ Stroud out at OTAs yesterday. Well, he was out there. He's out there doing
it. He's out there.
Boy, handing off.
He hands off a hell of a ball this morning. I'll tell you what, with the amount of limited work he's getting and having to focus on handing the ball off, I expect the play fakes to be on a Pat Mahomes level.
They should be impeccable. The play fakes should be impeccable.
The opposite of Deshaun Watson's sloppy
yes.
play fakes were.
That's right. So CJ Stroud did not throw at practice again. So this is three practices now that have been open to the media since last Wednesday that CJ Stroud has not thrown a football. So after the first one, D'Amico Ryans was asked about it and kind of played it off. Didn't even mention CJ's name in the answer. Was like, eh, guys are on different schedules. You're going to see that throughout these practices. Like, okay. Third practice, I think, was the D'Amico probably felt. Well, D'Amico didn't do media after the second one, so he's doing media after this one. And he volunteered this information before the press conference began.
First off, I know everybody's going to ask. First, is CJ not throwing again? There's no concerns with CJ. It's just general soreness. We're taking extra precaution with him, but he'll be good to go. No concerns on my end there. Really excited the way our guys are working and competing out at practice. When you see a good team, what excites me is you're seeing both sides make plays. Offense, defense, there's a lot of back and forth, guys making plays. So really excited to see where our team are here in our second week of practicing. They're really growing, developing, taking the steps we need to take, and it's fun to watch. For CJ, it'll be, like I said, he has general soreness, and we're just taking extra precaution with him. When he's ready to go, he'll be ready to go.
Okay, there's more to get to here. There's more to get to. The big one we're going to get to here in a second. But the follow-up there was about CJ, you know, just confirming its general soreness.
Yeah, the biggest thing right now is that this is where I was, Sean, before yesterday's practice. I'd gotten to a point where CJ was out last week. There were no reports of a surgery or anything else like that. CJ, both at the Rockets playoffs and at a charity event on Saturday evening, has been seen shooting basketballs.
Yep.
Which does not put nearly as much stress on your shoulder as throwing a football would. Right. But I thought, all right, you know what? Whatever it is, it's no big deal, and it's probably just them taking it easy, easing a guy in the same way you would a pitcher at spring training. This next exchange got me and flipped me completely over to the other side about what might be going on here.
Okay, here we go.
You have any work on his shoulder in the offseason?
That's it for CJ, guys. On the questions, that's it. That's it for him. Like, his general soreness, and we're taking extra precaution with him. We're not going to rush him into anything. He'll be fine. When the moment is for him to be ready to go, he'll be ready to go.
Yeah, that, and I understand if D'Amico just was going to get up there and say a couple things and then no comment everything, I feel like then he could have easily also said in the opening statement, he hasn't had a surgery or anything. We're just really taking our time at the beginning of the process here. I feel in my gut, with zero inside information whatsoever, I feel like, okay, he definitely had a procedure of some sort.
1,000%.
That's just how I feel. That's how I feel.
Yes.
I'm not saying that's true or not. And you, I sent the video to you immediately because I had watched the press conference and I was kind of wanted to see what people were saying about it. And a lot of people weren't really including that last exchange, which for me was the money exchange.
Yes.
Where he no commented on a yes, no question, which would be simple enough to answer.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, no, listen, everybody. No, it is just genuinely general soreness. He didn't have surgery or anything like that. But his body language, he was aggressively adjusting his sleeves as he was saying it.
Yeah.
So at the very least, he was uncomfortable in answering the question. He does that motion every now and then after practice, but not in quick succession like that.
He did that motion exactly one time in that press conference. Seth, I got home last
after
night.
After that. Well, no, he did it once, one time afterwards.
Did he?
It was a real quick, brief
a
one,
A quick
yeah.
one? Okay, because yeah. I came back. You know, that was a multi-tug on each arm, like a two-tug on each arm. And I came home. Didn't have time to do much, but I had time to sit down and watch the 9 minutes of D'Amico with a microscope. And I'm like, yeah, let's see here. Let's look at the...
Yeah.
And he,
I wanted to hear it from the gambler, you.
Yeah.
The tell.
It was a big tell. It was a big tell because he's usually hand on hips, using his hands to talk, you know, like kind of moving the hands around. He never, almost never, and certainly never multiple times like that, does the tug on the tug on the sleeve.
Yeah.
Know?
I just, this is where I get so angry, Sean. When people insist on showing how cool they are by saying, guys, it's OTAs. What are you even worried about?
Okay.
I demand to see your credit rating.
Yeah.
That's the same attitude of, sweetie, it's one missed mortgage payment.
Right.
It's not such a big deal. Yes, it's OTAs. There's plenty of time. But if you had a surgery and if they're being vague and non-forthcoming with it, and he's sore enough that he's not practicing right now, it's something that could develop into something greater in the future.
That's the big thing for me. Like, my big question, obviously the big question is, what's our nervousness level about this right now? And we've kind of touched on that, and we'll touch on it again throughout the show. That's the other thing is, why do you have to play coy the first time you're asked about it? Why, like, what's the gamesmanship here that you're doing when two practices later you're leading into the press conference unprompted about it? Like, why? Mm-hmm. What is so hard about this? Why couldn't you have done this? It's a story. Like, that C.J. Stroud is not throwing at the very first OTA session is alarming to people, you know? And the shoulder thing, too. It'd be, like, the nature of the injury. Like, if this is a shoulder injury for a guy who's had shoulder issues throughout his very young career. You've had shoulder surgeries before, right, Seth?
Yeah.
Like, it's, I mean, you weren't a quarterback.
I never had to throw a fun trivia fact. Never threw a pass in an NFL regular season game.
No,
that's but, one thing about me that people don't know.
But are you, I mean, you're, like, you're concerned about this. I'm concerned about this. Does any of your perspective of being concerned about it come from somebody who's been through shoulder surgeries?
Right. Before? Yeah. Because, I've been through and I've had 14 or 15 orthopedic surgeries during my NFL career.
Yeah.
That it's not always as simple as we've seen with various other pitchers, especially.
Yes.
That it's not just a simple A to B to C progression in the rehab. And this is why it's notable and why people, you're so cool that you don't care about it. I get it. Like, you're just calm, cool, and collected. Whatever. That the three typical stories you get from quarterbacks out of OTAs. One, such and such quarterback is not attending OTAs. Why? Well, he's on a trip to Egypt.
He's
or
in
Josh,
Egypt.
Josh Allen wanted to play golf a few years ago. Yeah. Like, that's a story. The second story, yep. Boy, he's out there, and it's the best shape he's ever been in, and boy, he just thinks these are the best receivers who ever lived.
Yeah.
And then three, the other typical story would be, well, he had surgery in the offseason, and they're taking their time with him. Like, that's it. Those are the three quarterback stories.
Yep.
So this is different. It's rare that you see a quarterback out there at OTAs with a brand-new offensive coordinator installing a brand-new offense with brand-new receivers, two rookies, three veterans you acquired in the offseason, that you don't see that story. This is a unique story. Wait, he's out there, but he's not participating, but we have no information about any kind of injury or anything. That's different than your typical quarterback OTA story.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews. All on the app. Download today.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
How scarred do you think Houston fans are? The ones that aren't the ones that aren't the type of fan you're talking about. Not the bros that are like, no big deal, bro. But I'm talking about the ones that are probably skewing maybe towards what you and I are right now, that are at least a little concerned about this. How much of the scarring is actually the fault of the Houston Astros and how they've handled injuries?
The general discomfort sounds so much
like, what
does CJ say? General soreness.
General soreness.
Sounds like discomfort.
It's the NFL version of discomfort. Yeah. That's
like, what level of general soreness is it? Is
correct.
It grade 1, 2, or 3 general soreness?
Yes. Yeah. I mean, this is topical as well. You and I have not talked about this yet, but I'm sure you and Brandon and Sean did. Alvarez thing, you know?
Like, I feel like all the people who insist that it couldn't possibly be a big deal are also like, at any given moment, they're like, oh, you found a lump, did you, honey? Don't worry about it. It'll be fine.
Just a
you
lump.
You got to check up 9 months from now. We'll be good. Yeah.
It's just a
lump. It couldn't possibly develop into anything else.
Do you think that CJ Stroud, when do you think the next time, I know this is a shot in the dark and a guess. Do you have any inkling as to when we see CJ Stroud throw a football? Like,
I'm guessing training camp or on an Instagram video sometime after mini camp.
Yeah.
I don't know. To me, honestly, after that no comment or the equivalent of a no comment by D'Amico, it just, my gut tells me, okay, I totally had some kind of a procedure done and they're taking their time with it. I don't know why. And then, and this is why, when you're deliberately opaque about something, when you're non-transparent, people's minds are going to wander and wonder. And all right, why would you not tell me it's a surgery?
Right.
Because that's not necessarily that big a deal.
Right.
And people will cite HIPAA and everything. Settle down with your HIPAA. This is sports. This is different. It doesn't make a lot of sense. I don't, if CJ didn't want the information disclosed, I'm curious, like, what part of them and how they've watched and consumed and played football over these many years thinks that somehow the surgery will remain a secret forever.
Right.
You know, like at some point it's going to come out.
Yeah.
If he did indeed have a surgery.
If he had a surgery. And I think that's the thing too. Like you and I are, you know, we're obviously prognosticating here when we say this, but I think the average fan doesn't realize how many surgeries happen in the offseason that don't see the light of day from a news standpoint. Brian Cushing, we just played a cut of Brian Cushing last week, at some point in the last couple of weeks, where he was telling a podcaster that he had 27 surgeries during his career. I can tell you right now, we can't find 27 news stories about Brian Cushing having a surgery. You know,
yeah, like, you get something cleaned up afterwards or whatever it might be. With the quarterback, there's just always, it's going to be heightened. Mm-hmm. There's always going to be heightened scrutiny on
especially
all of it.
His shoulder.
The one answer that, I mean, when people ask why are they so withholding with stuff like this, the one basic blanket answer you can give is that a lot of organizations just flat out feel like they have a policy of not having to release anything more about anything than they need to because it's a competitive advantage.
Yeah.
And sometimes you don't know exactly how it might even be a competitive advantage. You just don't want everybody else knowing your business.
Yeah.
It's if maybe the Texans are digging around, like thinking about trading for, okay, everybody calm down. This is a hypothetical. Like, what if it was really bad and the Texans are thinking about trading for a veteran quarterback or something? They just don't want anybody else to know just how desperately they need Kirk freaking Cousins.
Well, that's you brought the exact name up that I was going to bring up real quick. Is one of the email, I checked email maybe once during this vacation I was on. I was really good at being on vacation this time around. But one of the emails that I saw was odds. I see the subject header, odds on Kirk Cousins' next team. And this is after two practices. So this is probably like over the weekend or on Monday.
Yeah.
And I'm like, if the Texans are on this list, this is what will cause me, the sometimes inebriated gambler, to freak out over this CJ Stroud shoulder thing. Because if that's the only reason Kirk Cousins would, the Texans would pop up on a Kirk Cousins email, I'm like, God, if the Texans are on here, I am going to freak out about this shoulder right now.
What if it's Matt Stafford? Are they going to train? What's the likelihood? What's your percentage fear right now of a player for player trade CJ Stroud for Matt Stafford?
Don't do that. I'll take my chances on the shoulder. Yeah, I'll take my chances. All right, so there you go.
And would Kelly Stafford approve the trade?
That's the big thing. They are from Texas, so we got that.
They are from Texas. Yeah. We know that she was getting a little antsy in the offseason, maybe wanting to spring, maybe get to Las Vegas, be a little closer to home. I don't know.
Maybe. All right, off and running on a Wednesday. Great to be back. Appreciate the kind text from everybody. It is awesome to be back in the saddle again, especially on the heels of an Astros win. We've got more sound from OTAs. We had a big firing in the NBA yesterday, too. A few Rocket-related names popping up for this new job opening in the NBA. We'll get to all that in headlines. That is coming up next.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.